A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar, and Erev Shavuos Tavshin Ayin Tes. Taking a short break from our weekly Parsha podcast, and Mr. Shem, we will continue throughout the summer. Something very interesting is different about Shavuos than it is with the other Yom Tovim, and that is very clearly that the other Yom Tovim have 7 and 8 days, in Eretz Yisrael 8 and 9 days, in Chutz Laretz. Shavuos is only 1 or 2 days, depending on Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. And the question is, why is that? More importantly, all the Yom Tovim are Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. If we look at the Kiddush, we look at the Davening, it's all Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, remembering that we went out of Egypt. However, when it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos is only 1 day, and it's the ultimate for going out of Mitzrayim, the ultimate purpose of going out of Mitzrayim. If you look at the Parsha and Parsha Shmois, the Torah tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, at the burning bush. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take out the Jews out of Egypt, and the reason I want you to take them out, Tavdon Eselikim Bahar Hazeh. You're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain, which is Har Sinai. Why? In order to accept the Torah. So if that's true, so then Shavuos should be more than 1 day. It should be 8 days, 9 days, 15 days, double, triple. Why is it that it's only 1 day? The truth is that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, that the reason why Shavuos is only 1 day, really it should have been 8 days. However, since Shavuos is a time of harvesting, it's a time of work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to not take us away from working. Didn't want to give us so much vacation. Got to make parnasa, got to make money. And therefore, it's a time when there's not much time. Every day counts. So therefore, Shavuos is only 1 day. However, Pesach and Sukkot, which is not during the harvesting season, the planting season, it's in between. So therefore, we have time to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 8 days, 9 days, wherever you are. And the question is, I would think the opposite. Shavuos, which is Kabbalah HaTorah, should be so much longer. We should have more time, more spirituality. Why is it that it's only 1 day? And the truth is, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai tells us, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Adam Zerea B'Shas Zeria, Chayresh B'Shas Charisha, Torah Matahe Alea. That a person, if he plants at the planting time, and he harvests at the harvesting time, what's going to be with Torah? What's going to be with learning Torah? And this is a contradiction in Rav Shimon himself. Rav Shimon tells us that the reason why Shavuos is only 1 day is so that we shouldn't take away from the work that needs to be done. However, he says, he laments that people get involved in their livelihood and they forsake the Torah. So which way is it? And the Talmud Rebbe explains, Talmud Rebbe Shlita in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, says a very, very important yesod, a very important fundamental understanding in what it is to be a Jew. And he says that the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Kol Torah She'enima B'lacha, Seifeli Batal, any Torah, any Limud HaTorah, any Shmiras HaTorah that does not have work, Parnasa, livelihood mixed in, will be batal, will not be sustainable. And why is that? And the truth is, because we understand that a person cannot sit and learn all day. Of course, that's the optimal. But not everybody is cut out for it. Not everybody is capable of doing it. People have to support their families. However, we make a mistake and we think that the malacha, the work, is the main part of our lives. And the shir that we go to is tuffel, it's secondary. And the opposite is true. The opposite is true. The truth is that, of course, Torah is the main part of our lives. And no matter what a person does, no matter what a person does, even if he's Isaac and Parnassah all day, but a person can be Isaac and Parnassah all day, and he could still be in the Beis Medrash. How many people do we come across in our professional lives that we can tell that they're living with the Torah even when they're in business? That when they're in the Geschäft, where they're doing Masu Matan, you can tell that they're walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shulchan Aruch is their guide. And that's really what the message over here is of Shavuos being 1 day, says the Rebbe. The message is that yes, maybe Kabbalah HaTorah is only 1 day, but that 1 day has to define our whole lives. It's not 8 days, and then we go further, like Pesach. Pesach, you eat chametz for 8 days, you eat matzah for 8 days, and then we go home. No more matzah, chametz. Sukkot, we sit in the sukkah for 7 days, then we have Shemini Atzeres 1 day, and then that's it. Shavuos is the guidepost for the rest of our lives. And that's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai meant. Rav Shimon ben Yochai meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be able to make parnasa. He wanted us to make a livelihood. So therefore, he did not make Shavuos longer than it had to be. Why? Because it only has to be one day to teach us that this day is a day where we have to carry throughout the year. It's not a yomtiv that starts and ends. This is a beginning. It's a guidepost to how we're supposed to live our lives. And therefore, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai laments that people, what they do is they make a mistake and they turn it into the main thing. That's not the main thing. The main thing is the Torah. Torah Sheinu Mamlacha, Mlacha Sheinu Mat, right? The Sefer Libato, we know that. But still, the guidepost, our guiding light, has to be the Shulchan Aruch. That has to lead our lives. And with that, we'll be zeichet to an emes HaKabbalah Torah. We'll be zeichet to really understand that Torah is the guiding light, it's the guidepost. It rules our lives, it directs our lives, it's there in every aspect of our lives. And we'll be able to have a Chag Sameach, a happy Yom Tif, with our families, enjoying, having nachas, and a mitzvah Hashem. We should all be in the Kabbalah Torah, b'simcha, b'ava, and be zeichet to Mashiach Tzukenu. Amen.